When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Over the next number of Thursdays, we want to learn a little, well, I suppose more get a better understanding about a number of different religions here in Ireland. And today I am chatting to Puneet Singh, who is a Sikh living in Ireland. Puneet is with us to tell us, I suppose, a little bit more about Sikhism. Good afternoon, Puneet. How are you?
Good afternoon.
So you are a Sikh living in Ireland. Tell me about the religion.
Yes. If I talk about Sikhism, it's the fifth largest organized religion in the world with more than 30 million followers in the world. And this religion originated in India in the northernmost part and in a state called Punjab, and where 80% of the Sikhs still reside. And we have around 20 million Sikhs living in Punjab, in North India, but Sikhs are just 2% of the Indian population.
Okay.
And now, if I talk about the Sikhs outside India, so then in Canada, we have around 770,000, around 0.7 million Sikhs living, and that's 5.2% of Canadian population.
Right.
And we have around 300,000 Sikhs living in America, United States.
Yeah. What about here? Ireland?
In Ireland, we have official number. The census of 2021 says 2172, only 2,172 Sikhs living in Ireland. But if we talk about sometimes unofficial numbers, that would be around 3,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, okay. And that's probably changed even in the last, when was the census, over 18 months ago, was it?
Yes.
It's probably changed even again. So it's a small...
It's a minority group.
Yeah, minority group in Ireland, but probably you reckon in around 4 or 5,000 maybe.
4 or 5,000. Yeah. And we have only one place of worship. At the moment, that's an active place of worship that came into being in 1987 when there was a air crash that took place in Shannon in 1985 to perform the final rites for the Sikhs who have died in that airplane crash. There was people from the local community, from the local Sikhs, they went and did the final prayers. Mm. But then the need arises that we must have a place of worship for the Sikhs. So in 1987, around 4 decades ago, closer to 4 decades, Sikh place of worship were founded, and it's still active. And every Sunday and Tuesday, we have a proper ceremonies that are being conducted. And a lot of Sikhs, they do come on Sundays and pay their obedience and pay their respects. And around every April, the last week of April, that we used to take, proper ceremony in which around Sikhs from all over the Ireland come. And they take part in a procession, singing hymns and taking a procession
yeah.
form.
Okay.
In RDS Aviva in Ballsbridge.
It's in Ballsbridge, is it?
Ballsbridge.
Yeah, that's the one place of worship. What are the basic beliefs?
The basic beliefs, we believe in one God.
Right.
We believe in one God. And the preamble of the Sikhism is Ekunkar, Satnam, Kartapurkh, Nirpaur, Nirvair, Akalmurt, Ajuni Sabang, Gurprasad. It means there is one God who is self-made, self-created, and he's devoid of any enmity, any fear. And he's the one who is created everything, and the creator is manifested in the creation that he has created. And last, it is the God, the union with the Supreme Lord is made through a guru.
Right. So what religion, typically would you, like, when you look at other religions, where would you draw more similarities from, or...
When we talk about one God, I think Christianity also talks about one God. Islam also talks about one God. And I think these are the religions that talk about one God. But similarities, the way we live, the code of conduct for us, it's very different from those religions.
Yeah.
We believe in universality. We believe in humanity. We treat men and women equal. Women can participate in the religious affairs. They can be preachers. They can sing religious hymns in a place of worship. They can do everything that a man can do.
Yeah.
So they are not barred from the Sikh place of worship.
Yeah.
And we talk highly about the woman because they, why call a woman bad from whom the kings are born? So we a lot of emphasis is given on protecting the environment in our religion. A Sikh means a learner or a disciple. The word Sikh means a learner or a disciple or a student.
Okay, and that's so, and it's spelled S-I-K-H, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes people call it Sikh. It's not a Sikh, a person who is not well or ill. It's a Sikh, you know. So Sikhism and Sikh.
Yeah.
So that's the fifth largest organized religion in the world. And I'm proud to be a Sikh because we have participated in the world wars. 83,000 Sikhs have died on the in the two world wars. Around 1.5 million have participated in the world wars fighting for British.
Okay. So when you talk about the universe, universality and the common between men and women, the commonality between men and women, am I right? Well, obviously, Sikh men wear turbans, isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that that's all? Is that a stipulation? Is it?
If you say that a turban, a symbol of royalty, self-respect, dignity and sovereignty, it's not only for men. Our guru, the 10th guru, when he gave us the proper code of conduct to wear turban as the article of faith, it's one of the article of faith for us.
Okay.
To have anshan here, to have a turban, to wear this iron bangle on our wrist. It's same for men and women. Both Sikh men and women will
wear this. So all women wear the, all of, Sikh women wear, the, wear that bracelet as well.
And we have a proper sword, a small, you can say in your time, people call it as a knife. We always baptize Sikhs, always wear, and it's the same uniform code of conduct for men and women. And women does wear turbans. My wife, who's a baptized Sikh, she does wear turban. It's a symbol of royalty for both.
What is the silver bracelet? What does that mean?
It looks silver to you, but this is an iron bracelet. It's an article of faith. It's a constant remembrance to us that you have to live your life with dignity. You have to earn honestly. And you can't steal something which doesn't belong to you. So this reminds me the message of my guru to us. And it is being worn by men and women, by children, by infants.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of some, there's actually a listener here wondering, the WhatsApp number, sorry, I should say, is 087 1400 106. Often when I learn about various different religions, there tends to be quite, you know, a lot of rules and regulations about food and drink. What's the case with Sikhism?
Yes, when it comes to the food that is always being served free to everyone in the Sikh place of worship, anyone is welcome in the Sikh place of worship. It doesn't matter if you are Sikh, Muslim, Hindu, or you don't even believe in God. You can come and you will be served hot meal of food, vegetarian food for free. You won't be asked for a single penny. The only condition is that you need to come to the Gurdwara, the Sikh place of worship, cover your head, like we cover our head with a turban. You will be given a scarf or a piece of cloth to cover your head. You should not be under the influence of alcohol or any form of intoxicants. You can come inside, take free food, and even can carry takeaway, and you can leave. So that's all. We mostly consume vegetarian food, and people doesn't know that vegetarian food has a lot of variety. We have different sort of vegetables, lentils. We do consume...
But you can eat meat. It's not...
Yeah, when it comes to the meat, we are not allowed to consume kutta meat that is being prepared in the halal way, you know, where the animal is allowed to bleed to death, you know. It's been given a cut and then the blood is allowed to come until that animal dies.
So, but beyond that, can eat
not
meat.
Not even kosher meat, not even halal meat. Yes, there are some section of Sikhs that do consume meat. And I would say that is, in that, that's called the chatka meat. In that, animal is killed with single blow.
Okay.
And that only happens when Sikhs were being, you know, were fighting for their lives in their jungles and they have nothing to eat. They only in those hard circumstances, they consumed meat, not just for the sake of, you know, taste, we eat meat, you know.
So but typically, in your experience, most Sikhs are vegetarians.
Most Sikhs are vegetarians.
And do you drink?
No. Alcohol is strictly banned.
Oh,
any form
totally
of intoxicant, tobacco, weed is strictly banned for both and men and women.
Mm.
Adultery is one of the four transgressions that is strictly prohibited in Sikhism.
Okay. What's the connection, Puneet, between Ireland and Sikhism?
Yes, the best connection, if I talk about between Ireland and Sikhs, if I talk about Sir Max Arthur McAuliffe, he was the Irishman from a county called Limerick. And in the early 19th century, he was serving under British and he was a government official. He left his government job and took the great task of translating Sikh scriptures into English, and he introduced Sikhism to the Western world, including Europe and North America. He is a highly regarded figure in Sikhism, and he has done tons of work, and he's been respected a lot in Sikh circles.
Okay, and he's from County Limerick.
County Limerick.
Yeah.
And there is a plague that has been set up in his name.
Right.
Recently, 3 years back or 4 years back.
Okay. But when did he die?
I think in 1930s. Yeah, I'm not wrong.
Okay.
So he was actually working through 1870s, 1880s, 1890s in my homeland, Punjab. He was there.
Okay. 1913, I'm being told, when he passed away. But from County Limerick. There's a listener wondering, I don't know if this is just a total generalization or if this is actually factually correct. Why do Sikh men always have beards?
Always have beards. In my religion, we believe that it has been ordained to us by our guru that we have to return the body the way it's given to us. The hairs on our body, on our head, on our body part, they have a purpose. So we never cut hair from any body organ, from the tip of my head till my toe. So that's why beard grows on my face. So it's a symbol of royalty. When we tie a turban and with our beards, we look royal, we look regaled. So that's add personality to our image. So that's why we never cut beards. And most of all, we have been told by a guru never to cut hair.
So that's never one cut aspect. Your hair. And that's for men and women, isn't
both.
It? Yeah.
For both.
Okay, so all Sikh men will have beards.
We have
then,
to return the body the way it's given to us.
Okay.
So every man, every individual that's born on this earth is a Sikh by birth. Then we cut our hair or circumcision is done on body organs. That's a different thing. But everyone who's born on this earth is a Sikh by birth.
Right. Listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in today and joining us. And even just to give us, I suppose, a better understanding of Sikhism in Ireland. Puneet Singh, thank you so much for being with us on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.